welcome to another episode of What Matters in North Carolina. Today we will be speaking with Susan Myrick about how unaffiliated voters have now overtaken Republicans in the state. Although it is not Republicans who are losing voters, it is actually the Democrats. But anyway, you'll have to tune in to hear all about that. But first, so make sure you're subscribing to the podcast. I talk about this every show, but it is the easiest way for you to get the show to your device. Go search What Matters in North Carolina where you listen to podcasts and just go ahead and subscribe, and maybe we'll all stop talking about it. Also, social media, that's the way you can engage with us and make sure you are engaging with the show and we are hearing from you. And just do that by going and searching What Matters NC on Facebook and Twitter, and you can talk to us about the show or about anything you really want to. Also, make sure you're going to the Freedom Action Network website if you want to hear past episodes of this show, or if you want to hear other shows on the Freedom Action Network, and that is freedomactionnetwork.com. Now we'll move right into this segment with Susan Myrick. Susan, thanks for joining us again on What Matters in North Carolina. How are you doing today?
I'm good. It's good to be back.
Good, good. And we just came off of your segment about what's going on in another state as far as voter fraud, but you're here today to talk about a milestone of around voting of its own sorts in our state.
That's right, about voter registration. I was here a couple of weeks ago, probably maybe 2 months ago, talking about how the unaffiliated voter population was getting ready to overtake Republicans in numbers.
And I heard there's been some movement on that this week.
Absolutely, and actually there's been movement for the last 8 weeks. And as of September 9th, Republicans are now behind the unaffiliated voter population by 55 voters.
So my voting group is taking over.
Your and my voting
my
group.
My unofficial or our unofficial voting group is taking over.
That's exactly right. Let me give you some percentages, and I know this is dry stuff, but it's important. And what I said in the article that's on nccivitas.org is really, and while unaffiliated voters now outnumber Republicans, it's really not about the Republicans. I think it's about the Democrats and that party, because Republicans, while gaining voters, though not that many in the last 9 years, it's just over 50,000, it's the Democrats that have lost a significant, almost 300,000 voters.
And that's interesting, because when you first hear about it, you know, you think about it kind of like a race, and you go, okay, Republicans were in second place, now they're in third place.
That's right.
So you think the Republicans lost a step, but you're saying it's actually, you know, the leader, Democrats, have been hemorrhaging voters, and they're ending up in the unaffiliated pool largely.
Absolutely. And while they've lost almost 300,000 voters, the unaffiliated ranks have gained almost 700,000 voters in the last 8 years. And that's amazing. And the way I look at it, in the next 4 years, very possibly, if the trend continues, and that's what I've been talking about since the first time I've actually looked at the trend, which was years ago, if the trend continues, which it picked up steam in the last 4 years before the 2016 election, the unaffiliated ranks will very possibly outnumber Democrats by 2020.
So, and that's amazing, but so what does this mean? What's driving this?
This is opinion of my own. I think what's driving this, there's a couple of things. Probably the major thing is the disaffected voter, the angry voter. They're looking at both parties pretty disgusted with both of them. I believe Democrats are leaving the people of North Carolina behind because they've become so radically leftist. They're no longer Democrats of past that could look even to a little bit of business sense. They've gone beyond that, and they're looking like the most radical elements outside of North Carolina. And Republicans, in some cases, just are not living up to their promises. And so I think what we're seeing is disaffected voters in the unaffiliated voter ranks. And I always have to say this, because North Carolina, it is a tenet of North Carolina's parties that they allow unaffiliated voters to vote in their primaries. So if I were an unaffiliated voter, which I am, during a primary, I could pick either the Democrat or the Republican ballot. So that does free up that voter. Why be affiliated with a party if you don't have to?
Right. So there is an incentive to do it. And you're talking about the voters being kind of disaffected.
Right.
But they're not disenfranchised to the point that they want to be out of the voting system. They still want to be voting, but they don't feel tied to a certain party.
Absolutely. That's it. That's the whole point. Why?
Right, because if it was just the unaffiliated, it's growing at a large rate, and Republicans were growing and Democrats were growing, it wouldn't signify this bleeding effect from one party.
Right.
But really, looking at the numbers, it sounds like the Democrats are hemorrhaging voters who are going to go into the unaffiliated side. And that's different from my situation, because from day one, I registered as an unaffiliated. I've always been an unaffiliated. I didn't particularly want to identify and be identified with either party, and that was a decision I made from day one. But that's not, I guess, a large chunk of this 700,000 voter growth, is it?
Well, some people are claiming that it is. It's younger voters just not choosing a party. But I think it's obvious with the amount of voters that the Democrats are losing, that's not it.
Right. It's not people dying and going off the voter rolls.
No.
It's not people
moving
away.
Out of the state. That's right. It's not that at all. It is truly a concerted effort, a decision being made by the individual voter. When you think about Democrats, I think it was back in 2009 when they made up over 50% or close to 50% of the voter rolls, and now they're down to 38%. That's just shocking.
That's a very significant difference.
And on top of everything, they're losing. At least they did in 2016, they did in 2014, they did in 2012 and 2010. Since 2010, the Republicans have taken over the legislature. They're now the majority in the Council of States, and they've got the lieutenant governor's office. And, of course, we know that there's a big difference in congressional districts. So, there's a problem.
Right. And so playing devil's advocate, really, or at least bringing that point up, people would say that the whole gerrymandering issue is the reason why, but it doesn't hold water when you look back at when the Republicans originally took power in the state. Those were under Democrat districts
and
the congressional and state level.
That's right.
So that argument doesn't really hold water. There is a real push. You can say that maybe the amount of the lead could be affected by the way districts are drawn now, but looking back 7 years ago, when the original push to power came for the Republicans, that was playing by the Democrats' rules.
That's exactly right, in districts that the Democrats drew. And also we're seeing around the state that county commissioner districts are being taken over by Republicans. We also saw in 2016 when you look at the number of votes gotten or received by each legislative district, Republicans won out on that number, almost 52-48. So the state has really done a flip-flop when it comes to voting. Of course, Democrats still outnumber Republicans and unaffiliated, but I dare say in the next 4 or 5 years that may change.
And that'll be another huge shift for sure. I mean, if unaffiliateds become the largest voting bloc in the state, my question is it time for another party? Is it time for maybe a more formalized independent party, something?
But you know, Matt, and I understand what you're saying, but these voters have a ideology. Mm-hmm. They're conservative, they're liberal. They vote for Republicans or Democrats. They just don't want to be a part of the party. Is it time for a third major party? I don't know, but I do know these parties are going to have to start looking at the unaffiliated ranks a whole lot different, and it's not as moderate voters. They've got their work cut out for themselves, I think.
Right, and I always kind of see it in a way of saying the Republicans are pretty well established. They think they're going to get the Republican voters. The Democrats pretty well think they're going to get the Democrat voters, which I think is a little less true in North Carolina. The whole mommy was a Democrat, daddy was a Democrat, that sort of idea. But in general, and I feel like they're fighting over the unaffiliated votes. I feel like they're looking at your vote and my vote and going, how am I going to swing that vote to my side?
Right.
But it sounds like you're saying that there's a lot of people in the unaffiliated category that have very hard and fast beliefs, and just refuse to be in the label, in the party.
I think that's it. And I think
whether
that's,
it's for the freedom or whatever.
Right. I think that makes it even harder for the parties to figure out who's out there and what they're thinking and who are they going to vote for.
And that makes a tough time for them, for sure.
Yes,
it sounds
it
like.
Yes, it does.
I need a lot of polling and stuff to try and make up that difference and figure out where the pulse is.
I have to keep coming back to Civitas every year in August for the unaffiliated poll, and then they'll know where they stand.
Oh yeah, so that's I mean it's a big milestone, and it just really again hits me how it's not a ding against Republicans like you would think it was. Because when you first brought it to the show, my first thought was, Republicans are falling. I mean, are they going to have to get 10,000 signatures to get on a ballot? I mean, I know it's not a formal voting group. I mean, it's not, I guess, the Libertarian Party is overtaking the Republicans, in which case I think they would have to sign a petition to get on the ballot.
That's true.
But it's a voting block that really isn't a block, though, right? I mean, it's really not a unified block.
It's a voter registration block. But as far as categorizing voters, no, it's not a block at all.
So are they the great unknowns?
They're the great unknowns. Well, I do believe that's
it. I guess we're the great unknowns.
Yeah, and then the Democrats, and they're going to have to look to themselves and figure out why they're, as you put it, hemorrhaging voters.
I mean, What can they do in a way? I guess, I mean, I don't see the obvious way to come back against it. And granted, I'm not into the elections nearly as deeply as you are or many other people in the state. But I can't just point to one reason saying, like, what would it take for me myself to actually go through the effort of switching my voter registration if I had registered as a Republican when I registered when I was turned 18, for me to say I'm going to put in the effort to being unaffiliated would be a tough sell for me.
Yeah.
Or let's say I want to be a libertarian.
Most people do, though, Matt, especially if you're part. It's one thing to be a part of a party and be disaffected, and the next time you have to change your address, you go, well, while I'm doing this, I'm going to change my party, too. Mm-hmm. That makes sense. But to be an unaffiliated voter, to say I want to be a Democrat now, why? Or I want to be a Republican now. Why?
Because you want to be mailed more stuff.
Right.
You want more mailers. Although I'm not sure who gets more mailers, though.
I get
a lot of mailers. I get a lot of them. My wife is unaffiliated. She gets a lot of them, too.
I think it's the unaffiliated voters. Like you said, Republicans think they've got their base. Democrats think they've got their base. They've got their eyes set on that unaffiliated voter.
So can I join the Libertarian Party and no one sends me anything?
That may be it.
And I don't get anything, but I'm expected to vote for Sean Hall.
I think you've gotten to the point that everybody wanted to know. Become a Libertarian not to get
mail. To not get the mail. I mean, I was getting stuff from everyone. And then my wife was getting stuff from everyone. It was just stuffing our mailbox. And I think it probably is the unaffiliated.
It is.
That's because I believe my dad is a Republican. I think he is registered as that. And I just remember growing up in the election cycles, not nearly the amount of stuff.
No. Well, but I do believe that you've made the greatest point, is that the unaffiliated voter, you know, I'm not saying anybody's more important than the others, but to politicos and to people who run campaigns, that's who they're going to focus on.
Right. And I mean, it makes sense, though. If you think, you know, you've got one, you know, sale locked up, you're going to pay more attention to the unknown. You're going to pay more attention to developing the next lead and working to get the other sale. You're not going to beat a dead horse trying to convince a Republican to vote for a Republican.
Right.
Why would you?
That's exactly right. The only thing you're going to do there is try to get that vote to the polls. But other than that, you're going to concentrate on the voter you're not positive, you're not sure about that, but there's a possibility, and that would be the unaffiliated voter.
So does that in turn make campaigns more expensive?
I think so.
So
I
having
think it has to.
More mailers, more knocking on more doors, more face-to-face time, more internet reaching out through them and directed advertising. Yeah. I mean, it would have to make it more expensive to court the large mass that is the unaffiliated voters. I mean, what's the number of unaffiliated voters in the state right now?
It's 2 million. Hold on, Matt. It's just over 2 million because...
But that's a large chunk in a state of 10 million people.
There's close to 7 million people in North Carolina altogether. And
7 million voters?
7 million voters. Sorry okay. about that. And I think it's 2 million, just over 2 million people are registered as Republicans and 2 million people are registered as Democrats.
That's a miss, just under 30%.
Unaffiliated. Yeah, just about 30% each.
That's a big chunk of people.
That's a big chunk of people.
And that's a big chunk of money trying to court the votes of those big chunk of people.
2,055,548 unaffiliated voters. 2,055,493 Republicans. Now, and that spread is just going to get bigger and bigger each week.
Right, because that's the trend. It's
that's right.
We knew it was inevitable that it was going to happen. It was just a question of when. Right. So it would say that Democrats are also on a trend of just still losing votes.
That's right. Republicans are gaining voters, but Democrats are losing. They're gaining. Republicans are gaining a few voters, but Democrats are losing voters.
So are they scared now? Are Democrats worried about this issue?
I don't have conversations with the Democrat Party, but I would think that they're concerned. I know I heard in the last month or two that they were. They were working on a big voter registration effort. I haven't seen it. I haven't seen it in the numbers at all. But that's what they did all throughout 2016. If you remember, there was a big push, and they said they had knocked on 80,000 doors, and they were going to And this is truly, 2016 was the first time that I ever saw in my life that Democrats didn't add voters in big numbers compared to Republicans. Republicans actually added more voters than Democrats. Shocking. Because wow. Usually Democrats will register tens of thousands of voters in the month or two leading up to the election. It didn't happen this time.
So, and this, you may not know the answer to this, but is this a North Carolina-centric? Only is this happening in North Carolina? Is this something that's happening in the South? I mean, what do you know about other areas?
I don't know. I don't know that. And I'm not even going to venture to guess, but next time I come on, I'll know the answer to that.
Well, there we go. That'll be our next segment.
Okay.
But thank you for coming on and bringing us an update on this and now having happened. You called it happened, and I guess we'll check back in 2020 and find out if the unaffiliates have taken over Democrats.
Thank you, Matt.
Thank you to Susan, and thank you to you, the listeners. And don't forget to subscribe, follow along on social media, and check out other shows on the Freedom Action Network at freedomactionnetwork.com. And we will catch you next time.